With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Health officials have conducted a report evaluating air quality in a southwest Montana neighborhood to determine if material in the air exceeds permitted quality standards. The Montana Standard reported that the health consultation evaluated air quality in Butte from March to September 2019. The report was led by the State Department of Public Health and Human Services under an agreement program with the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry. Officials say air quality is a concern for residents living nearby. The report is currently under scientific review and is expected to be made available to the city once completed. The parent company of Montana's largest utility appeared in federal court in Missoula today, fighting claims it blocked a shareholder's proposal to withdraw from coal-fired power. Ovando-based attorney Thomas Tosdell is suing Northwestern Energy in an attempt to force the utility to bring up his proposal during an annual shareholder meeting in April. Tosdell calls on the company to end its reliance on coal-fired power from Colstrip and switch to non-carbon-emitting renewable energy to generate electricity by 2025. Northwestern has said this request violates federal regulations that prevent proposals of this kind from micromanaging a company with specific time frame and details for complex policy. Tosdell and the Northwestern Corporation appeared in front of U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen. Northwestern Energy is currently seeking regulatory approval to buy more of a share of the Colstrip power plant. Yellowstone National Park has unveiled a major initiative to upgrade employee housing, which park officials say is long overdue. About half of Yellowstone National Park's 800 employees live in park housing, the quality of which park spokeswoman Morgan Worthen describes as
fair to poor.
Yellowstone's initiative includes plans to replace 64 trailers that were built between 1960 and 1983. The park says those trailers that annually house up to 100 employees are, quote, extremely substandard, end quote. Worthen says there's not enough housing, and the current housing crunch hurts workforce recruitment, as park visitation has jumped 45% since 2000.
And we think that our ability to really attract and retain talent in Yellowstone, it's strongly tied to the availability of housing options in and around the park, and not only housing options, but options that are affordable, but that are also in good condition.
Park officials are still determining how many new housing units may be needed, and officials say any new housing will only be placed in existing developed areas. The initiative also aims to update 150 non-trailer and non-historic housing units, and plans to rehabilitate deteriorating historic homes in the park. The park estimates the housing initiative costs will run into the tens of millions of dollars, with funding coming from 2020 federal appropriations legislation. That's a drop in the bucket compared to the park's overall deferred maintenance expenses, estimated to exceed $500 million. The Montana Lottery Commission has approved the types of bets that will be available when legal wagering on professional and collegiate sporting events begins. Lottery officials say betting terminals could be installed beginning as soon as next month. This week's discussion will allow betting on sports including basketball, baseball, ice hockey, football, soccer, and tennis, among others. Officials expect to begin installing betting terminals in licensed locations during the week of March 9th. Residents of West Yellowstone plan a candlelight vigil this weekend for a 12-year-old boy who was beaten to death. Organizers say the vigil for James Alex Hurley will start Sunday evening at the West Yellowstone City Park. Hurley died earlier this month, and his grandparents and a 14-year-old uncle faced deliberate homicide charges. Investigators say they found cell phone videos showing family members torturing and beating the boy in the months leading up to his death. He had been removed from school in September 2019. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.